It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Catch all of the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find locations at chickiesandpeets.com. We are 1 hour from the Eagles pregame show, the first pregame show of the 2024 season. And then kickoff will be at 8:15. You can hear it right here on WIP. And then you don't have to wait until Monday to hear Ike and I. We will be back on WIP tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. talking about the game. Couldn't wait. We were like, we got to work an extra day. And they were like, you didn't work Wednesday. It's not an extra day. And I was like, all right, not a bad point. Let's do everyone's favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show.
So it's a game day. It's time to get locked in.
Yeah.
We got 3 hours until this thing.
Yep.
2 hours till Phil's Marlins. But what I have for you today is the top five things that I am most excited to learn about this Eagles team this season. Because it's the first time adding them to the year. There's a lot of question marks. A lot of things. And they're not named Nick or Jalen.
Okay.
We all understand that there's two big question marks.
Yep.
But number five, the fifth thing that I'm most excited to learn about this team, it's not really for, you know, me and Ike, who have been on the running back group here for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the rest of the Eagles fans to remind ourselves how fun it is to have a real running back.
Yes.
I can't wait. You mentioned it in the open, Spike. I can't wait to see Saquon. Quadzilla.
This could be awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought of it? I was watching the game last night, and Pacheco went nuts, who I love, by the way. I love watching Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Pacheco, and I'm like, oh, we're going to have a guy who could bust something like that guy can bust it.
Right.
So I am excited about it as well.
Like Swift was shifty, but like Saquon has the ability to run you over and break a home run. I can't wait for Saquon.
Yeah. Swift is not even in the same...
stratosphere.
Yeah. I did draft him on two different fantasy teams.
Yeah, well, he's a good, like, third.
Swift, you did there. Swift?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, they got a rookie quarterback and so.
Yep. The fourth thing that I'm excited to learn about this Eagles team is whether or not Quinyon Mitchell is, like, a 5 to 7 year, like, building block cornerback. Because, like, he has the look. He's had a great training camp so far. Like, having that position taken care of for a while. Again, we went through some dark times there with Nnamdi and Byron Maxwell and then Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher. Like, Quinyon Mitchell will be the first Eagles cornerback that they've drafted that has the chance to be a real foundational piece.
Yep.
I think the early look, he hasn't played a game yet.
Sure.
But the early indications are really, really good, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Vic Fangio doesn't mince words. He's only had good things to say about the guy. Mm-hmm. And there's no question now with an injury that he's the guy that's going to start on the outside.
Yep.
And look, he's a first-round pick, I know, but it's not like he was playing for Alabama or something, you know, and it's not an easy position to walk in and start, especially on a – by the way, the fact that they were not good makes it harder on him, I think. If you walk into a stack defense, at least there's some protection around you. So I'm excited for him as well.
Yeah, this is Vic Fangio's guy.
Yeah.
This was his pick. He had to sign off on this pick. It's the first pick in the draft, and it's the first pick of the Fangio, and he's a defensive player. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, and it seems
that's his guy.
And it seems like he's gained the respect of the veterans in that of the team pretty quickly. Like, I like the trash talk, the AJ and Devontae.
Yep,
hopefully he can back it up on the field. So I'm really, really excited for Quinyon Mitchell. The third thing that I'm most excited to learn about this Eagles team is whether or not Jalen Carter is like a super, super difference maker. Like, I think when we do top 11 next year, already looking forward to it. Like, it would be disappointing if he's not in the top 11 of the best athletes in Philadelphia next year.
Well, he's going to get Ranger spot.
He's definitely going to get Ranger spot. There's going to be some fluctuation for sure, but like,
there's going to be some changes.
Is Jalen Carter a, like, stud, or is he a pretty good player?
Yeah, it makes a difference. And I think He hasn't a chance to be a special player. Can he be a special player?
Yes.
Can he be a special player?
Which was, by the way, what we all thought in the first half of last year.
Yeah.
I think after
he was exactly yeah. yes yes.
Yep.
Can you do that for 17 games? So, yeah, I'm excited about Jalen Carter too. Because quite frankly, other than nephew, what else do I have to be excited about on the defensive side of the ball?
I know. Well, he can change defense from like top 25 to top like
that's a
60.
Foundation piece right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they really need those pieces on the defensive side. The second guy that I'm most excited to learn about with this Eagles team, when they drafted him a couple years ago, everyone was fired up. We got a real linebacker in here. Well, he's getting the opportunity. N'Kobe Dean. Listen, this the Devin White situation doesn't pass the smell test. I don't buy the ankle thing. Like, they seem really convinced that N'Kobe Dean's going to be a good player here. And talk about a make-or-break Eagle. N'Kobe Dean vaults right to the front of the list of being a make-or-break Eagle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are rooting for N'Kobe Dean to be successful. A, he's young, and B, like you said, we all were excited when the Eagles drafted him. Those limitations that we saw for the last 2 years from a measurable standpoint are still there physically. But where he can make up for it at is in his tenacity and his intellect. You know, being a smart football player out there, taking the right angles. He doesn't have the type of athleticism that allows him to be out of position and he can still make plays. Some guys are gifted enough they could do that. N'Kobe's going to have to be a fundamentally sound tackler and linebacker in order to not be engulfed by offensive linemen.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we saw him struggle with the first 2 years. Couldn't get off blocks. When he was healthy, he couldn't get off blocks. And then the other thing is couldn't stay healthy out there. So,
well, and I also worry about him in coverage. Like,
There's no way he should be in coverage. I'm telling you. That you got good reason to worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way he should be out there.
I was at one open practice, and Gainwell burned him down the field to the right side. That's a
Packers are going to score 50 points
tonight. It's like he's feeling worse the closer we're getting to the
game. You look at every level of their defense, and there is not one sure bet at any position on defense. The surest bet, this is of all players on defense, the player that I am most confident that I know what I'm going to get out of him is Brandon Graham.
Yeah, yep.
It's Brandon Graham. Even Slay is coming off an injury. He's 30-some years old. Like, I am.
It's a luxury, though.
Yeah.
Don't need it. Don't need it. Don't want it, frankly.
Yeah.
But the number one thing I'm most excited to learn about this Eagles team is whether or not we really have a creative offensive coordinator. I was watching the Chiefs last night.
Play action.
I need motion. I need reverses.
Needs a flea flicker.
Oh, man. If I see one bubble screen through a freaking tight end tonight, I'm jumping. So, Kellen Moore, like, do we have a real offensive coordinator in here? Do we have, like, a difference maker? Do we buy all the Dak stuff he did over the last couple of years? I don't know, but I hope we have a real difference maker. Kellen Moore is the thing that I'm most excited about.
You know why I'm excited about Kellen Moore, too? I don't think that guy's ever going to be a head coach.
No.
Which means that he could be an offensive coordinator here for a while. You know, like, I think so. He just doesn't give off head coach vibes. And I think if you're him, if you have a successful year this year, maybe some desperate team looks for a head coach, but, like, do you want to go to a bad situation? Or do you – I think Kellen Moore could be here for a while if this offense is good. He just doesn't – he does not feel like a head coach.
Well, it's interesting. Like, Ben Johnson stayed with the Lions. Slovic stayed with the Texans.
It's not a bad gig, by the way.
No. How many you get to coach those players?
Yeah.
Makes you look like a genius.
Yeah.
I think Jerron Mayo is going to feel in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 or 4 weeks.
It's going to be
coach
a rough
of the Patriots.
It's going to be a rough season for Jerron Mayo. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Oh, no. It's not the big summer sales event. It's the fall sales event. Buy one window or door. Get the second half off. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Fall sales event makes much more sense.
What's that? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. I use my old thing here. It's on me. That one's on me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Mark's is the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. And they want your help on the design of this year's ring. Now go to 94WIP.com/contest and select the Mark's Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. and also find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring. Let Mark's Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
All right. Now, by the way, the game tonight, you can listen on the app, which when I was here, you couldn't even do. It was just desktop.
Yep.
You had to listen on your computer. So if you are tailgating tonight, by the way, you're going out there, you have WIP on the app. If you're like a lot of tailgaters who sit in the lot while the game is going.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yep. You can continue to listen on the app. You can, if you're driving around, bad signal somewhere, listen on the app. You're in a basement, the radio doesn't work that well, listen on the app. Don't want to listen to whoever's doing it on Peacock, listen on the app.
No, Noah Eaglesman?
Is that, oh, is it Noah Eagle?
Yeah.
SU guy. I got to support him.
Oh, is it? At least it's not Ian.
Yeah.
Ian.
It's Ian.
It's Ian.
It's Ian. So you can listen on the app tonight as well. And pregame starts at 6 o'clock with Ike Reese, Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, and more.
A cast of characters.
And then kickoff at 8:15. All right. You've got 45 minutes left. We want what you're most excited to see tonight, your prediction for the game, and only strong Eagles chance.
How much are they going to win by?
Yes.
Even though Spike is starting to get... Are you getting less confident as the game's getting closer?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Do you think
people's confidence level is rising, or do you think it's declining?
No, I think it's as far as the weeks have gone, it's declined. I'm sure it's declined. I think it's declined in... I don't think this is in a bad way, by the way. It feels like it went from too high to sort of normal. When I see the polls that we do about how many wins they'll have,
uh-huh,
it's settled into the 11-win
right
range instead of the 13-win range. And even tonight, I feel like people are 50-50 on tonight, which is healthy because the Packers are good. But I am also... I just keep thinking about the defense and the fact that the Packers... bring back everybody on offense.
But when have Eagles fans like given so much respect to the opponent? Like, we're doing like the, you gotta tip your hat to those guys?
You know what it is? Everyone says that they've washed away the end of last season. They haven't.
Well, I think
not in their gut.
But I think it's more the defensive concerns. Like, I know,
yeah.
Like, I think that's a part of it, but I think people really do feel like, at least offensively, the stench is off. Like, I think that it could come back if we see it again. Like,
yep,
we see the stuff on the sideline, whatever. I think the defense is legitimately keeping people up at night.
Because the thing I just said is
true.
Even Jalen Carter, who's their best player,
yeah,
we're all like, hey, we hope he can do this for 17 games.
Right. Well, and I didn't even bring up Bryce Huff. Like, Bryce Huff has to be good. Like,
Now Lombardi said yesterday that Hassan Reddick to Bryce Huff was a huge upgrade. That Howie basically, that the Jets had no idea they were going to lose Bryce Huff. It blindsided them, and that's how Howie basically tricked them into getting Hassan Reddick. So he is the first person, Lombardi is the first person to basically say, this was a great signing.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm looking forward to seeing that as well.
But at the same time, like, we also heard Vic Fangio say 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago about, he's like, right now he can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Has that changed in a month?
Maybe.
I mean, Josh Jacobs is a really good running back.
Yes.
So he's tough.
Ike said he's slow.
Yeah, well, listen.
Yeah.
I saw that Eagles defense put up the most embarrassing performance of my life down in Tampa Bay the last time I saw them.
Yeah.
Like, pathetic level defense, tackling-wise. Like, Josh Jacobs will run you over.
215-592-9494. Lewis in Nebraska, you're on WIP. Is it Louie or Lewis?
It's Lou. Ike, Chris, what's going on?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
Spike, welcome. Welcome to the show, even though I haven't talked to you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
We do get different callers during football season. Like, we get...
Yeah, it's
we
exciting
expand
to see.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Except for Kay in North Carolina, who I love dearly.
I'm not Louie baseball. I'm, you know... So
you're Louie football.
Anyway,
Louie football. I like
it. Yeah, Louie football. Guys, I'm excited to see Saquon tonight. I think he's the biggest weapon we've had since T.O. I mean, the excitement can do a whole lot. The superstar across the league. So that's what I'm most excited about. Now, Fritzy made a good point. I mean, the defense keeps me up at night. So I'm really anxious to see what we got, you know? Even though White wasn't going to play, I think, high-level linebacker football. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. But I got the Birds winning 31-28. So we're going to eke out a close one. But, you know,
we'll see
what happens.
You know, man, I think the most exciting thing about Saquon now – I think if you were to rank wide receivers and rank running backs, A.J. Brown would rank higher league-wide than Saquon would rank as a running back. But the biggest difference is that a running back can touch the ball 20 or 25 times a game, and a wide receiver can't. You know, and I think the idea of having a player who is touching the ball probably 20 times a game who could break something for a touchdown every time he touches the ball is something that we have not seen since Shady was here.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's why Saquon's so exciting.
And that's what I'm saying, Spike. I mean, a great corner can shut down a wide receiver, right, because they're such on an island. But if you get a superstar like Saquon in space, I mean, you can make a lot of people miss, and you can get that offensive weapon in so many schemes where a wide receiver, you only have limited options. That's why I'm really excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Are you a Philly guy who moved to Nebraska? What's your deal?
So here's the story, Spike. So I'm a professional golfer. So I'm playing a tournament in Nebraska. This is when the Phillies are on a run.
Yeah.
So I called Fritz the first time ever when he had his show. Fritz is my boy. So I forget the producer who picked up my call. I said, "Hey, it's Lou from Nebraska. I'm in Nebraska." So now I'm Lou from Nebraska, even though I'm a Phillies guy. So.
Love it.
Well, that's awesome.
It's a good model. It makes you stick out, Lou.
Lou from Nebraska, who's not in Nebraska, is great.
That's right. So hopefully I can get on. You know, I don't want to be one of those characters like, you know, OG Wade or any of those guys. But, you know, hopefully when Buzz picks up my call, it's like, hey, you know, I'm calling and I'm a good caller, hopefully.
You know, here's what I want. I want you as a professional golfer. I want to send you video of Jack's swing and Ike's swing, and I think I need you to break it down.
Listen, I'll help those guys break 90 anytime. And now this is bittersweet because the golf season ends. I can't call it during the golf season because I'm always busy from 2 to 6. So this is a bittersweet for me. I get to call the show because I'm off of work now. And, you know, I can, you know, see the bird.
No, it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. Now,
all right. Are you going to give us one or what?
Yeah, so I'm in a nursing home visiting my grandfather.
Okay.
He's 95 tomorrow.
Wow.
Wow, happy birthday.
So, you know, obviously he's closer to the end now, so I'm talking to him about the Birds, so I'm going to give you a soft one. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's go, baby, go Birds.
The old nursing home Eagles.
Yeah, I love the whisper.
You got to be quiet, but he's still got a DP in there. I tell you what, are you kind of not worried is not the right term, but it's kind of odd to me everyone's picking Shootout, which makes me feel like it's going to be like a 24-20 game.
And I said that to Nick Costos about the number, the over-under.
What is the over-under?
I think it's 47.5 or something, or 48. And everybody's like, oh, over. And that's
going under,
That's going under. And then the other thing is, did you notice everyone is picking a Shootout and a 3-point victory, which means they think the Eagles are probably going to lose.
Well, and it's going to be a tight game. When everyone's going,
people are scared. It's okay. Green Bay's a good team. We haven't seen much of our Eagles yet.
Well, the defense is just not inspiring, I think, for a lot of people out there.
And boy, could you imagine if this defense somehow holds the Packers to 17 points or something like that tomorrow?
And the Eagles score 30 plus.
If the Eagles defense shows any signs of life, I think we are in for an amazing season. Any signs of life at all?
Maybe it's just my green goggles talking, but
you're known for them.
I'm not. I'm just not like that worried about the Eagles' defense. Like I'm just not. I think they're going to be better than last year. And last year, if they could get a stop, they couldn't stop a nosebleed last year. Then they're a different football team. Like there's talent over there. Like it's gonna. We got to see the talent, but they're not like hopeless. They did get CJ GJ. who was a part of a Super Bowl defense. They drafted Quinyon. Avante Maddox is healthy right now.
CJGJ.
I'm just saying, the guy's been a part of winning organizations the last couple
of years. All he's done all camp is tweet.
That's fine.
He recorded an album.
He's healthy. He's healthy.
He is healthy.
I'm more like, I'm not dreading the Eagles defense, where it feels like people are dreading the Eagles defense.
I'm dreading it.
I know.
I would love to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I would love to be pleasantly surprised. All right. We got a half an hour left of the show. Only good Eagles chance. We'll take your predictions, Eagles or Packers, but we'd prefer it be Eagles. And what you're most excited to see, we will take you all the way up to the pregame show, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's in South Philly. You can join Ava Graham here next Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. Meet Swoop, meet the cheerleaders, and enter to win tickets to the home opener.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.